where it's, hey, I got an idea. It's always something good. And that's what happened there. Check one, two. This mic's on about the verge of squealing on us, so if we can fix that here before the day's over, that'd be great. Yeah, speaking of good ideas, we were going from bar gig to bar gig. We're actually going to do a, I wonder. We were going bar gig to bar gig. I wonder where you're at. We're just changing the set list on the fly here. We were going bar gig to bar gig, and the first gig we did had a free tab, and the second gig we did had a free tab. So all I'm saying is we had a lot of good ideas on the way from one gig to the other. And we were kind of talking about putting this band together as a way to kind of reclaim some of the bluegrass there around New York. Not to, like, take it away from anybody else, but just to, like, not a lot of three-part singing on a lot of those gigs. Not a lot of real, like, tight arrangements. So we thought, why don't we just kind of put together a classic old-school bluegrass band? Because if there's not enough of one thing in the world, it's old-school traditional bluegrass bands. Yeah. So we thought, why don't we go out there and do it? And we were on our way to a gig, and we thought, okay, well, we're doing this now, and we should name it. We should name the project. And we were kicking around some ideas, and Ellery said, he kind of laughs to himself. He said, what's so funny? He goes, I got a name. So what's that? He says, Heartbreaky and the Grass Messengers. Yeah. If you're a fan of jazz music, that's really freaking funny. That is so funny. Eller's a great jazz drummer and a great drummer, and there's an iconic musician named Art Blakey, and his band was the Jazz Messengers. So, Heartbreaky and the Grass Messengers. So anyway, what we're trying to do.
I like this.
Exactly. Well, one of the more famous bluegrass albums ever made, and I'm not joking, it's Flatten Scruggs at Carnegie Hall. So here's Carnegie Hall's in New York City. What about that? How about that?
Yes,
anyway,
sir.
here's a song off that record. Andrew, Carnegie Hall is in New York City. Named after a guy named Andrew. What do you think about that?